بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger.
We agree that our weakness and the prevalence of the enemies of Islam upon us is a catastrophe. But how to change it? It cannot be changed except with the proper diagnosis. And we shouldn't mix up in the diagnosis between the sickness, illness, and just the symptoms, or mixing between what is beneficial and what is harmful, what is of a greater evil and what is of a lesser evil. This must be clear. Some people, yeah, we should have unity, but unity cannot be except on the truth. Let's not deceive ourselves. Let's not deceive ourselves. We should work for that and gather more and more of the people who be on the truth. Some people thought, Sister Sabrina, that the illness is in the plotting of the enemies and their prevalence. And that's why they took that the medicine and the treatment is to busy the Muslims with the enemy and his plots and his sayings and his daily news analysis. This is one group amongst the Muslims. Let's have them, these three groups, Sister Ahmed. Wallahi, maybe this will help, inshallah. We should distinguish between the illness and the symptoms. A group thought that the illness is in the plotting of the enemies and their prevalence. So they thought that the medicine is to busy the Muslims with their enemies, engage them in the issues of plotting and sayings, analysis, news conferences, current affairs, you name it. And the Muslim who is educated in this, he is the person who knows the illness of his ummah, and he is the one who really wants to change it. This is the first group. Second group thought that the oppression of some tyrants in the Muslim world is the real disease. So they thought that the treatment is ridding the ummah of these rulers and igniting the people's emotions against them in preparation to revolt and toppling them. Okay? Now we're talking yani blank carpet now, right? You see that these two groups exist. Now how many of you now know that these groups exist now? In terms of the concepts, right? How many? Those who see that these groups exist, please put ones. These are two so far. We'll talk about the third one. Tayyib Sabrina, inshallah, may Allah guide me and you to the truth. Okay, let's have more sharing, inshallah, from those who think that these groups exist. Those we described now. Tayyib. The third group. Let's talk about the third group. This third group thought that the disease is in the physical disunity of the ummah. They thought the disease is in the physical disunity of the ummah. Okay? The third group, they want to say that the disunity, the physical disunity of the ummah is the illness. So they thought that the medicine is to gather the ummah, unite them so that they be many, irrespective of their affiliations, inclinations, and creeds. What's more important than having a huge body? Don't you see that these are the three major groups and thinking in the ummah? You see that? These are the three groups. Now, let us say, let's take these concepts and examine them in the light of the Quran and the Sunnah and the path of the Salaf. The understanding of the Salaf. Let us take these three concepts, three concepts, and examine them against the Quran, the Sunnah, and the way of the righteous predecessors. We will find the following conclusion. The conclusion is, and we'll tell you how, the conclusion is that they are all wrong in diagnosis. Not to mention what they thought to be a medicine. Let's take the first group. The first group who wants to busy the ummah and the illness is in the plotting and prevalence of the enemies. Okay? The group thought that the illness is in the plotting and prevalence of the enemies. Sorry, Sister Ahmed, I'm intruding on your text, so, but fine. We will come to realize that they are mistaken if we are certain that if we fear Allah truly and we are on the path of Allah truly, then their plot and their mockery will be in vain. Listen to what Allah said in the Quran in 3:120. وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. If you remain patient and become pious, fearing Allah, not the least harm will their coming do to you. Okay? Second, now as to the second group. The second group said that the illness is in the tyrant rulers in some of the Muslim world. The rulers. Of course, they forgot about the situation of the ruled. But let's go with their claim. And this group is wrong because the oppressing ruler or rulers is a punishment from Allah on the wrongdoers because of the sins of the ruled, because of the sins and the deviations of the ruled. So the oppressing rulers, they are not the illness. The illness is us. We are the ruled. Listen to what Allah says. قال الله تعالى, الله سبحانه وتعالى said, وكذلك نولي بعض الظالمين بعضا بما كانوا يكسبون. In Surah Al-An'am, verse 129. وكذلك نولي, and thus do we make the polytheists and wrongdoers, etc., awliya, supporters and helpers, one to another in committing crimes because of what they used to earn. This is as to the second group. As to the third group, multitudes and physical unity together with sins, they don't mix. together with sins, they do not mix. Listen to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in 9:25. وَيَوْمَ حُنَيْنٍ إِذْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ كَثْرَتُكُمْ فَلَمْ تُغْنِ عَنْكُمْ شَيْئًا. يَوْمَ حُنَيْن, the battle of Hunayn, when they boosted because of their multitude. Truly Allah has given you victory on many battlefields, and on the day of Hunayn battle when you rejoiced at your great number, but it availed you not, and the earth vast as it is was straitened for you, then you turned back in flight. So multitudes with sins, not to mention innovations, not to mention deviant sects, and from the grave sins is to unite with the innovators, from the Sufis, mystics, and the Mu'tazilites and the like. Now, if someone comes to say, you have showed these groups and you have showed these illnesses, why? Then what is the correct diagnosis then? If this is the incorrect diagnosis and illnesses and so forth without the real cure, what is then the correct diagnosis? Then it is to be said the following. Many consecutive verses and narrations that calamities which befall the slaves are because of their sins. Allah musta'an. And they want you to neglect this and don't even talk about it. And now you know, do you sense why when I ask these people when they come to this room, they put it all on the rulers, and they say because they don't totally apply the Sharia, and when I direct them about themselves, tell me about your home, are you totally doing it? They run away from the answer. Now you know why. Why ask this question? Because from the benefits that we got tonight here, from the benefits that you got here, we found that the reason is centered upon the ruled. But they want to make it all on the ruler, because this is the game. So, here is the evidence. Consecutive verses, consecutive narrations, that calamities that befall the slaves is because of their own sins. Listen to what Allah states in Surah Al-Imran 3:165. أَوَلَمَّا أَصَابَتْكُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَدْ أَصَبْتُمْ مِثْلَيْهَا قُلْتُمْ أَنَّ هَذَا قُلْ هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. What's the matter with you? When a single disaster smites you, although you smote your enemies with one twice as great, you say, from where does this come to us? Say to them, it is from yourselves, because of your evil deeds, and Allah has power over all things. It is from yourselves. And I remember now a very profound statement that Al-Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah used to say. He used to say, and you may have heard this, Sabrina, on his tapes. He used to say, these rulers which these people talk about, and they want to make the whole religion centered upon them, where did these rulers come from? Did they come from Mars? Did they come from Jupiter? Or from us? And now you know why they say that Al-Albani only knows in Hadith. Because he smote their misconceptions, rendered them futile, and they didn't like it. And from the greatest calamities is the prevalence of our enemies upon us and the weakness of us. So from this, anyone who is sincere about looking for the diagnosis and the treatment will come to know that the illness, the disease, is our shortcomings and our opposing to Sharia of their Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the cure, and that's why I told you, Sabrina, to put the rest of the hadith. And the cure is to put the rest of the hadith that you put earlier about. The cure is حتى ترجعوا إلى دينكم, until you return to your deen. Now, so therefore we conclude the following. Now we know the real illnesses, but what are the symptoms? These people are making the symptoms as the real illness. The symptoms are the prevalence of the kafir. The symptoms are the domination of some tyrant rulers on some Muslim countries. But if you tell one of these brothers, may Allah guide us and them to the truth, if you tell them, go and check where shirk is dominant and is so much spread in many parts of the Muslim world, no. They redirect and focus the problem upon where? Upon where? They choose which country? The country where there is no shirk apparent. Isn't it? Isn't it? Don't you see that? And as I mentioned earlier the other day, that our love for any land in the Muslim world is based upon the prevalence of Tawheed. Yes, there are shortcomings. Yes, there are mistakes. Yes, there are errors. But don't take things out of proportion, lest you fall in the deception of these takfiris. And you will overlook all the shirk in the other world. It is not because it is Saudi or Saudi. It is because there is Tawheed here and lesser evil than any other place in the Muslim world. This is the fact. Because we want to be on Tawheed. In other Muslim countries there may be enclaves where Tawheed is present and some places only among certain people who came to know the truth. That's why if somebody tells me, can I go and make hijrah to Egypt? I say yes. Make hijrah to Egypt, of course. Because number one, Egypt is a Muslim country. But the takfiri comes to tell you, no, Hosni Mubarak is kafir. Don't go there. Isn't it? Easy to say kafir on their tongues. Isn't it? Please put one or two. If you disagree, say two. Subhanallah. Yes, they prefer London, Zurich, where they prefer to be on the welfare state of these kafir countries, and they're making takfir from there, when they are breathing from under their umbrellas. Yes, make hijrah to Egypt. Why? Because there are so many places in Egypt where people love Tawheed. And there are so many good students of knowledge in Egypt who love Tawheed, and they are working hard to spread Tawheed in Egypt. And so in other Muslim countries to varied degrees. They call all the Muslim lands, even the ones that are under tyrant rules, they call them land of kufr. A'udhu billah. You know what that means, land of kufr? Yes. This means if you reach a tyrant ruler and you tell him in his face, fear Allah and advise him, You don't go out to these pulpits and these microphones and everything and say, oh mashallah, today I went to this ruler and I told him in his face, mashallah, people will give him claps and then they will so happy with him. He is the man. Because he spoke to the ruler. And they want the ulama, they want the scholars to come on the Jum'ah prayers, on the pulpit, to stand and say what they did with the rulers this week and what they didn't. It's like a show off. Why people, but you know, people also, they have this trend of just criticizing. Many of people just can't sit except they criticize. Where in the Muslim world you see almost the entire, almost the entire woman population covered? Where? Where in the Muslim world you see almost the entire woman population covered? I don't need guesses. We don't need guesses. We need facts, hardcore facts. We wish it will be everywhere. But where is it really? To a great extent, yes, alhamdulillah. And you know what? If the matter is left for these people who want to go to confrontations, they're going to change this country into bloodshed. And the enemies will have a way in order to spoil the Muslim woman. Because when the fitna breaks, khalas, it's over. And I can tell you for sure, let million people on disobedience rule me, and not a single takfiri. You know what that means? You know what that means? Look at the fruit of good da'wah that focuses on tawheed. Look at it, how it is giving fruit now in Egypt. I attended a Eid prayer last Eid in Cairo, in an area. Stay tuned. Yeah, okay. Tayyib. And there was a caller, a caller to Tawheed, alhamdulillah, from the city of Mansoura. City of Mansoura. He came and delivered the khutbah in this almost small masjid. In this Zaytun area. We came, alhamdulillah, relatively early to the Friday, and we couldn't find a place. We had to sit on the street. There were almost 30,000 people attending the khutbah. And he advised the people for Tawheed, mashallah, and clarified many of these misconceptions that we're talking about now in the khutbah. But the thing which was really very, very noticeable, alhamdulillah, when I saw this and I compared it like to 10 years ago, the spread of full hijab amongst many young sisters, wallahi, it just thrills you. So beautiful. You feel so much, yani, how this call, how this da'wah is giving fruits. Fully covered young sisters was very, very, very noticeable, the change. We went to the Cairo fair, and you see women with hijab, yeah, every corner, every place. Naam. So, in short, the facts are as follows. Da'wah for Tawheed in this country, alhamdulillah, is strong. It is manifested. Most of the laws applied in this country are according to Sharia. and we don't say perfection. All the courts here rule by Sharia. Punishments are in accordance with the Sharia. Openly. Openly people see it. After the Friday prayer, there will be certain punishments in certain cities if something is done wrong and there is a legal decree issued. We see people being whipped 80 lashes. We see also so many good things done in the country at large, despite the attempts of the enemies of Tawheed and those who were spoiled by kafir ideas that they want to dissipate in this country. One thing I can tell you now, I saw this tonight. No one else told me of this, but I want to tell you this because it is a piece of good. My daughter came from Medina. She lives there, the city of Medina. And she told me that this year, almost every house, mostly apartments in Medina and in Mecca, daily full meals packed with a very well organized package of almost in price, it will amount to about $12 or $15. Water, dates, many things, sandwiches, all packed in beautiful packages, distributed freely to the people in apartments, in streets, in Mecca and Medina. A donation from the king. Am I making propaganda or telling you a fact that I saw, that my daughter told me of? Why I mention this thing? Of course, somebody said the king is paying him, and they came and said it earlier. We just want to relate facts and accept these things and be on the path of the Salaf who used to make dua to the rulers. And if the ruler does anything good, the Salaf used to go and talk about it as if it is the greatest thing. Why? In order to incite the ruler on more good. Allahu Akbar, the hikmah of the Salaf. The hikmah of the Salaf vis-a-vis the uncontrolled emotions, destructive paths, many things, alhamdulillah, but despite this, they stand and they say, we are not perfect. They themselves say this, we are not perfect. Certainly they are not. And certainly there are wrong things done here. But we take the overall. Yes, Sister Sabrina, you are right. And that's why when you come and tell them here, do you sin, do you err? One of them here said to me, no. And one gave me a diplomatic answer. He said, I try my best. When he said that a ruler who does not totally rule by the rule of Allah is a kafir, is an upstate. I said, why a ruler? We don't, according to your false misconception, then at your home, if you rule by 99.999999, and there is this 1%, 1 out of 1,000,000, then you are not totally. So, should we judge on you by your own judgment? This is crazy. Alhamdulillah for everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct us and correct our rulers to all that is good. That's we make dua for them.